Hello everyone, bonjour mes amis, bienvenue. Welcome to radio station CHLS FM 100.5, Radio Lillooet on your FM dial. Radio Lillooet is located in the Rec Center on Main Street in downtown Lillooet. Today, July 1st, 2017, is Canada's 150th plus birthday, because of course we all know Canada's been around a lot longer than 150 years. I am your host, Ted Margaret, and this is Canadian Anna, a program entirely devoted to an eclectic collection of Canadian music, poetry, and prose. To my Chinese friends, I want to welcome them. Da jia hao, zhe shi ma tian de, huan ying ting wo men de guan bu jie mu. I said, hello everyone, my name is Ted Margaret. Welcome to listen to our radio program. We start off with Buffy St. Marie singing My Heart Soars, which contains an invocation, O God, my beloved, my heart's desire, revealed by Ali Muhammad, known to history as the Bab.
Hey,
That was the incomparable Buffy St. Marie singing My Heart Soars. Bobby Bazzini hails from a small town in the Laurentian Mountains near Mont-Laurier, Quebec. He grew up listening to American singers like Otis Redding, Bob Dylan, and of course many others. Even though his adoring audiences are made up of Francophone Quebecers, Bobby Bazzini only sings in English. With the November 2016 release of his third album and steering towards an international audience, he is sure to achieve the success he so richly deserves. From his third album, this is Bobby Bazzini singing Blood's Thicker Than Water.
In the straight line, a friend of mine, blood sinking in water, don't fall from grace with open skies, leading the blind with open eyes, no compromise.
That was Bobby Bazzini singing Blood's Thicker Than Water. An incredibly delightful song sung by an incredibly delightful singer. Here is the Holly Cole Trio featuring the acclaimed Canadian jazz singer Holly Cole singing Blame It On My Youth. I know I do.
wanted love when first we kissed. Blame it on my youth. If only just for you I did exist. Blame it on my youth. I believed in everything like a child of three. You meant more than anything. All the world to me. If you were on my mind
both night and day,
don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my youth.
That was the Holly Cole Trio featuring Holly Cole singing Blame It on My Youth. 1967, 50 years ago, etched in the Canadian consciousness, was a year Canada celebrated its 100th birthday. There were celebrations galore throughout the entire country, the most spectacular being Expo 67. Like a lot of young people at the time, I was able to find a job at Expo at the Israeli Pavilion, where I had the chance to savor my first falafel. I've loved them ever since. Working at the Israeli Pavilion was particularly worrisome because at the time, the Six-Day War, also known as the Arab-Israeli War, was being fought. During my time off, I used to take in music performances at the Canadian Pavilion's Art Center Theatre. I think it was called Katamavik. I'm not sure about that, though. On one occasion, I saw Bonnie Dobson singing her famous song, Morning Dew, a particularly poignant song about a nuclear holocaust. It's been sung by many people, and here from their 1964 album, Tear Down the Walls, are Fred Neil and Vince Martin singing their rendition of Morning Dew.
Thought I heard didn't hear no young man moaning today.
Where have all the people gone, my honey? Where have all the people gone today?
Don't you worry about those people, baby. You'll never see those people anymore.
That was Vince Martin and Fred Neil singing Bonnie Dobson's Morning Dew. Gaetano Alberto Lombardo, Mr. New Year's Eve, born in London, Ontario on June 19, 1902, commonly known as Guy Lombardo, formed the Royal Canadians in 1924 at the age of 22. He's quite young, actually. He was famous for ringing in the New Year for many years at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. Here is Guy Lombardo with his Royal Canadians with Kenny Gardner singing Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think. I'd like to dedicate this song to all the seniors here in Lillooet.
You're working work for years and years, you're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations made, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Your heart of hearts, your dream of dreams, your ravishing brunette. She's left you and she's now become somebody else's pet. Lay down that gun, don't try, my friend, to reach the great beyond. You'll have more fun by reaching for a redhead or a blonde.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
You never go to nightclubs and you just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only think of dollar bills tied neatly in a stack. But when you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
In the 2003 film, The Lovely, a film about Cole Porter starring Kevin Kline and Ashley Judd, Alanis Morissette, the Ottawa-born alternative rock singer, songwriter, musician, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and actress, sings an enjoyable rendition of Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, which I'm going to play for you now.
But that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it, Lithuanians and Latins do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in Old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it, think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, against their wish, do it. Eating lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric. I know. Why ask it, Shad, do it. Way to bring me Shad Row in shallow shoals. English souls, do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The dragon flies in the
fall in love. The most refined
That was Alanna Morissette with Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. Ian and Sylvia, names to conjure with, were at the heart of the folk music revival of the 1960s, recording 13 albums in the span of 10 years. From their 1964 album, Northern Journey, here is Four Road By. I really like the guitar picking in this song, and if you listen to it very carefully, I'm sure you'll agree. It's quite stunning, really.
But before he'd ridden 30 miles, the McLean boy shut him down.
Four road by, rode through here, three McLean boys in that wild alley
fair. A shepherd known as Kelly saw the wild bunch as they passed, and they shot him with a rifle, and they took his watch and chain. When the posse found them, they were in the lonely cabin. A hunger took their fight away, no one else was slain.
Oh, road by, rode through here, three McLean boys in that wild alley fair.
Boys in January 1881, the first time in that province that they'd strung up brother trees. And the Sunville 19 Germans crossed the seas back in 17. One thing that's for damn sure, they're a wild old family.
Oh, road by, road through here, three McLean boys in that wild alley fair.
That was Four Road By, sung by Ian and Sylvia from their 1964 album, Northern Journey. Orit Shimoni, one of Canada's most enthralling singers, writes on the homepage of her website the following. I am in love with words. They can contain love, and they can change people. They can shape our understanding, and they can be our weapon or our guard. They grant us with humor and self-reflection. Words are what give breath meaning, and they are one of the only things we have left that will survive past our corporeal demise. Our words and our voices, let us use both with sincerity, wisdom, passion, and creativity, and by that I mean love. Here is Orit Shimoni singing Let's Get Persecuted. Tango, anyone?
Let's go, baby, you and me, to a bunker by the sea. You've got the horns, I've got the tail, you've got the cry, I've got the wail. Let's get persecuted, let's get persecuted, perfectly executed. let's embrace our common fear. This one thing is crystal clear. They'll never get us, never did. They only want our treasure hid. Let's get persecuted. Let's get persecuted. Perfectly executed. You and
was Orit Shimoni singing Let's Get Persecuted. What a great number to dance to, really. I first heard David Whiffen at the New Penelope Coffee House on Stanley Street in downtown Montreal in 1965. He sang that lovely blues standard, Since I Fell for You. Everyone was completely captivated by his incredible singing voice. He should have been one of Canada's great musical stars, up there with Gordon Lightfoot and Joni Mitchell, among others, but because of misfortune, that was not to be. He performed with Three's a Crowd alongside Bruce Coburn and others on the album Christopher's Movie Matinee. Over his career, he recorded 5 albums. Here is David Whiffen singing Coast to Coast Fever, from his 1973 album of the same name.
Cold and hungry on the road, Lord, I wish I had a hole to climb in. Summer's warm, rain sure ain't coming, and it seems to me I'm coming once again. Standing by midnight highway, excuse me, sir. Once again, sleep keeps coming down on top of me. Wish to the Lord I had me a warm coat and a hat so I could see. Standing by midnight highway, excuse me, sir. You know it could have been me you're listening to on your radio. I could have been warm inside of someplace instead of standing here in the snow. Mm-hmm. sunny days are what I pray for. Golden sunshine on my skin. Head on south to the Teton Mountains. Lord, it seems to me I'm thumbing once again. Standing by midnight highway. Excuse me, son, you're going my way. On and on, endless white line, though. You know it could have been me you're listening to on your radio. I could have been warm inside of some place. Instead of standing here in the snow, standing by a midnight highway. Excuse me, sir, you're going my way. On and off the endless white line go. On and off.
That was David Whiffen singing what must have been an autobiographical song, Coast to Coast Fever. After spending 2 years starring in the Broadway musical Beautiful the Carole King Musical, Canadian actress, singer, songwriter Chelina Kennedy returned to Canada. Here she is singing Prisoner from her recent released debut album, What You Find in a Bottle.
I am a prisoner of words unspoken. I am a soldier fighting for the wrong. I am your guard, but I'd sell you for pennies. I am your teacher, I speak to the throng. I stand on the ledge now, and I am smiling. I yield to my father to show what went wrong. I look to the inmates, your souls are for auction. You live in my body and steal what is strong. Here I go.
Here we go again.
was Chelina Kennedy singing Prisoner from her debut album, What You Find in a Bottle.
Days of Kindness. Greece is a good place to look at the moon, isn't it? You can read by moonlight. You can read on the terrace. You can see a face as you saw it when you were young. There was good light then, oil lamps and candles, and those little flames that floated on a cork in olive oil. What I loved in my old life, I haven't forgotten. It lives in my spine. Mariana and the child, the days of kindness. It rises in my spine and it manifests as tears. I pray that a loving memory exists for them too, the precious ones I overthrew for an education in the world.
That was our beloved Leonard Cohen reciting The Days of Kindness. And now from her 1966 album, In My Life, is Judy Collins singing Dress Rehearsal Rag by Leonard Cohen.
I thought you were the crown prince of all the wheels in ivory town. Look at your body now, for there's nothing much to say. And a bitter voice in the mirror says, hey, prince, you need a shave. Now if you can manage to get your trembling fingers to behave, why don't you try unwrapping a stainless steel?
Hey!
of every magazine, there are coupons you can send. Why don't you join the Rosicrucians? They will give you back your hope. You can find your love in diagrams in a plain brown envelope, but you've used up all your coupons except the one that seems to be tattooed on your arm along with several thousand dreams. Now Santa Claus comes forward, that razor in his mitt, and he puts on his dark glasses and he shows you where to hit, and then the cameras pan the stand-in stuntman's dress rehearsal rag.
That was Judy Collins with Dress Rehearsal Rag by Leonard Cohen. One of the most interesting musicians to emerge over the past few years is the Haitian-born Louis Kevin Celestine, known by his stage name, Catrinada. And his contribution to Canadian music is a perfect example of the diversity for which this blessed country is famous. This electronic music producer's debut album, entitled 99.9%, received rave reviews. Winner of the 2016 Polaris Music Prize, he went on to receive this year's Juno Award for Best Electronic Album of the Year. From his debut album, 99.9%, Catrinada is joined by Sidney Bennett, known as Sid the Kid of Internet fame, performing You're the One. And for those who like to hop from the hip, this song is contagious.
Just can't say no to, just can't say no.
That was Kay Trinada singing You're the One. I first saw Willie Dunn sing in a coffee house in Montreal in the early 1960s. Born in Montreal, he was part Mi'kmaq and of Scottish and Irish background. His work often focused on Aboriginal issues, and in 1968, he directed the award-winning National Film Board film entitled The Ballad of Crowfoot, based on a song he had composed. Here, from his 1972 album, Akwesasne Notes, is Willie Dunn singing I Pity the Country.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of the man that thrives on hate. Smaller the lives of cheats and of liars, a bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me, Bill of Rights throws me, kills they all know me, frustrated our churchmen, saving a soul man, Tinker the tailor, the colonial governor, they pull and they bomb me, they're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the life. Off my body, their trip is with power, back beginning welfare. Please they arrest me, materials to test me, pollution that chokes me, movies that joke me, politicians exploit me, city life jades me. Hudson Bay fleeced me, hunting lost before me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition's continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man drives on tape.
That was Willie Dunn singing I Pity the Country from his 1972 album, Akwesasne Notes. Bonnie Dobson, mentioned earlier as the composer of Morning Dew, was an adroit singer who intuitively knew what songs would fit her plaintive voice. This was no more apparent in the rendering of Le Roi, an old French folk song about a king who had the power to steal the wife of one of his nobles. The story ends tragically, when the jealous queen sends the poor wife a bouquet of poisoned flowers. Here's Bonnie Dobson singing Le Roi.
Le roi de Dieu, Seigneur.
That was Bonnie Dobson singing the French folk song Le Roi. Canadian musician Douglas John Cameron is famous for his song Mona with the Children about 18-year-old Mona Mahmoudinejad, who, together with 9 other Baha'i women, were executed by hanging on June 18, 1983, in Shiraz, Iran, because of their faith. The music video of Mona and the Children became really popular and reached 14th position on the Canadian pop charts in 1985. Here to sing Mona with the Children is Douglas John Cameron.
Send your love to me.
That was Douglas John Cameron singing Mona with the Children. Francis James Child became Harvard University's first professor of English literature, who spent years researching English language folk music. He is famous for the collection of ballads called the Child Ballads. Here are Ian and Sylvia to sing Child Ballad number 20, The Greenwood Sideo.
There was a lady lived in York, holy and lonely, fell in love with a father's clerk down by the Greenwood Sideo. She loved him up, she loved him down, holy and lonely, loved him till he filled her arms down by the Greenwood Sideo. She leaned her back against a knoll, first it bent and then it broke down by the Greenwood Sideo. She leaned her back against a thorn, utterly and lonely. There she had two fine babes born down by the Greenwood Sideo. She took out her weeping knife, utterly and lonely. There she took those sweet babes alive down by the Greenwood Sideo. She wiped the blade against her shoe, holy and lonely. More she rubbed, the redder it grew, down by the Greenwood Sideo. She went back to her father's hall, holy and lonely. Saw two babes a-playing at ball, down by the Greenwood Sideo. Oh, babes, if you were mine, all holy and lonely, I'd dress you up in scarlet fine, down by the Greenwood Sideo.
Oh, mother, when we were yours, all holy and lonely, scarlet was our own heart's blood, down by the Greenwood Sideo.
Oh, babes, it's heaven for you, holy and lonely. Mother, oh, mother, it's hell for you, down by the Greenwood Sideo.
That was Ian and Sylvia and the Greenwood Sideo. My favorite singer these days is 22-year-old Francesco Yates from Scarborough, Ontario. The most endearing quality he possesses, which should be pinpointed by all who aspire to greatness, is his absolute sense of courtesy. Both Pharrell Williams and Paul McCartney have both lauded him as an incredibly talented singer and musician. Here he is, singing Marvin Gaye's fabulous song, What's Going On?
Some loving in today. Oh, But now who are they to judge us simply cause our hair is long?
You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving into day. Oh, dark and light, moving inside, punish me with brutality. Come talk to me so you can see. Ah, what's going on? Hold up, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? What's going on, brother? Hey, what's going on, brother? What's going, 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 going on? Hey, hey, hey. Oh, we've got to find a way to bring some love here today. So what's going on in this world, I say?
That was the emotive Francesco Yates with Marvin Gaye's classic, What's Going On? One will never really know what compelled Archibald Blaney to reinvent himself by adopting the persona of a man of the First Nations of Canada. Despite the mysteries surrounding his life, the fact remains that he was Canada's first conservationist, well ahead of his time. He wrote many books, and here is a passage from his first book, The Men of the Last Frontier. This, then, is the Canada that lies back of your civilization, the wild, fierce land of desperate struggle and untold hardship, where romance holds sway as it did when Canada was one vast hunting ground. This is the last stronghold of the red gods, the heritage of the born adventurer. In this austere and savage region, men are sometimes broken or aged beyond their years. Yet to those who are able to tune in on their surroundings and care to learn the lessons that it teaches, it can become a land of wild, romantic beauty and adventure. Up beyond the wavering line of the last frontier lies not merely a region of trees, rocks, and water, but a rich treasure house open to all who dare the ordeal of entry and transformed by the cosmic sorcery of the infinite into a land of magic glades and spirit-haunted lakes of undiscovered fortunes and sunset dreams come true. This is the face of nature, unchanged, since it left the hands of its maker, a soundless, endless river, flowing forever onward in the perpetual cycle which is the immutable law of the universe. Not much longer can the forest hope to stem the tide of progress. Change is on every hand. Every year, those who follow the receding border further and further back see one by one the links with the old days being severed as the demands of a teeming civilization reach tentacles into the very heart of the wild lands. And we who stand regretfully and watch must either adapt ourselves to the new conditions or, preferably, follow the ever-thinning line of last defense into the shadows, where soon will vanish every last one of the dwellers amongst the leaves. From the chapter The Land of Shadows, from the book The Men of the Last Frontier, written by Grey Owl, Archie Blaney. White Horse, the Canadian husband and band duo of Luke Doucette and Melissa McClellan, based in Hamilton, Ontario, have recorded four albums over their short career. Here they sing that most Canadian of folk songs, Un Canadien errant. That was the husband and wife duo of Luc Doucette and Melissa McClellan, known by their stage name White Horse, with Un Canadien errant. Here to sing the saddest love song of all time is Anne-Marie singing Broken Hearted Me.
Every now and then I cry. Every night you keep staying on my mind. All my friends say I'll survive. It just takes time.
That was Anne Marie singing Broken Hearted Me. Picture it, 1981, Toronto, the Metropolitan Restaurant. I was a dishwasher, Jim Cuddy was the bartender, and Greg Keeler was a waiter. Both Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler left Toronto for New York, where they formed a band called Fly to France. It didn't fly, so they returned to Toronto, where a few years later they formed Blue Rodeo. Here to sing their 1989 Juno Award-winning song, Try, is Blue Rodeo.
Don't tell me I'm wrong, 'cause I've been watching every move that you make. And you made up the heels, trouble for the man that you date. Every time you walk in the room, I couldn't ever be sure of a smile.
That was Blue Rodeo singing their hit song, Try. Time for a station break.
This is radio station CHLS-FM 100.5.
Radio Lillooet on your FM dial. I am your host, Ted Margaret, and this is Canadian jazz singer Linda Caroni's debut album, Black Moonlight, features some pretty rare vintage compositions like the iconic Django Reinhardt's Blue Drag. Here she is, Linda Caroni singing Blue Drag from her debut album, Black Moonlight. Was Linda Caroni singing Blue Drag from her debut album, Black Moonlight. Steve Hill is, without doubt, one of the greatest guitar players to come out of Canada. Born in Montreal, he is an interesting phenomenon because he plays all accompanying instruments himself. So while he plays guitar, he also uses a stomping foot to play percussion. two extra strings were added to his guitar to provide the bass sound. He is, in fact, the quintessential one-man band. Here is Steve Hill playing Tough Luck. That was Steve Hill, the one-man band, with Tough Luck. Three's a Crowd was a 1960s Canadian folk rock band, initially from Vancouver, but ended up in Toronto. What's particularly interesting about Three's a Crowd is that once they disbanded, pun intended, several of the musicians who had been in the band at one time or another went on to secure successful careers to varying degrees in the music industry, including Bruce Cockburn, Colleen Peterson, David Whippin, Trevor Veach, and Brent Titcomb. Here is Three's a Crowd singing that most wonderful song of hope and love, Get Together from their 1968 album, Christopher's Movie Matinee. I should mention that the lead singer in this song is the wonderful Donna Warner. Bruce Cockburn has been playing music for a very long time. He has composed over 300 songs. In honor of a suggestion from a childhood friend of mine, Philip Rosen, here is Bruce Cockburn singing If a Tree Falls, a song which highlights the concern many in British Columbia and Canada have about clear-cut logging of forests.
Killing Green. Green brain facing the bottom. Climate Control Center for the World. Ancient cord coexistence hacked by parasitic greedhead scam. From Sarawak to Amazonas, Costa Rica to mangy BC hills, cortege rhythm of falling timber. What kind of currency grows in these new deserts, these brand new floodplains? Wildlife at a rate of a species every single day. Take out people who've lived with this for 100,000 years. Inject a billion burgers worth of beef. Grain eaters. Methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone. Waves fall on wrinkled earth. Gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars speak of a drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear forever.
That was Bruce Cockburn performing If a Tree Falls. In 1968, I had the honor of seeing Joni Mitchell perform for 6 days in a row. I was working at a coffee house where she was booked for a week. She had just released her first album, Song to a Seagull. For days, I was totally awestruck and walked around in a somnambulistic trance. Here, from her first album, is Joni Mitchell singing Night in the City. That was Joni Mitchell with Night in the City from her first album, Song to a Seagull. Among the 200,000 refugees that fled the Hungarian uprising in 1956 was Gabor Hegedus, who was one step ahead of the steel treads of Soviet tanks. After living in England for a few years, he moved to Toronto, where he became a musician, changing his name to B.B. Gabor. Here is B.B. Gabor singing two songs, Soviet Jewelry and Moscow Drug Club, from his first album, B.B. Gabor.
Yes, Soviet, underneath the gray streets where the gray people walk. There's a small secret nightclub where subversives sit and talk. Listening to illegal jazz, 10 years behind the Western fad. Smoking Georgian gold, they refuse to do what they are told.
Yes,
Moscow drug club, secret rendezvous. Moscow drug club, where the Reds play the blues.
La 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 la.
Because they're playing saxophones. They ignore the party line and disconnect the telephones. They do the shimmy and the shake. They take little red pills to stay awake. Under the Kremlin's gate, bigger beatnik Rusky's risky nowadays. Moscow drug club, secret rendezvous.
That was Bibi Gabor singing Soviet Jewelry and Moscow Drug Club. Shania Twain, an amazing singer and one of the most successful artists of all time, with millions of recordings sold worldwide, is a recipient of the Order of Canada. From her 1997 album, Come On Over, is Shania Twain singing You're Still the One.
How far we've come up, baby. We're
might have took a long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
That was You're Still the One, sung by Shania Twain. Now, once again, here is Bobby Bazzini singing I Wonder from his album Better in Time.
Oh, sometimes I wonder, will you be my shoulder? If I cry, would you comfort me? Yeah. Will you love me forever? And will you take me like no other? 'Cause no, I can't say what's in your heart, yeah. And I wonder, baby, will you stay with me? Yes, I wonder now, would we still be? 'Cause I wonder, will you always love me? Yeah. Now I've lost my disguise, so I'll just put it on the line. I think I found what I wanted for so long. Now, will you love me forever? And will you take me like no other? 'Cause no, I can't
can't say what's in your heart, baby. And I wonder, baby, will you stay with me? Yes, I wonder now what we used to be. Yes, I wonder if you always love me, baby.
Wow, what a beautiful song. Reminds me of music of the 1950s. That was Bobby Bazzini singing I Wonder. Diana Krall is a recipient of 8 Juno Awards and 5 Grammy Awards and one of the best-selling artists of all times. She is married to the amazing British musician Elvis Costello. From The Look of Love, her first album to top Canadian charts, here is Diana Krall singing one of my all-time favorite songs, Besame Mucho.
Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo de perderte, perderte después. Quiero sentirte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte. Después,
that was Diana Krall with Besame Mucho. The renowned Canadian First Nations musician Willie Mitchell with his Desert River Band recorded and toured mostly in the 1970s. He helped organize a group of Inuit and First Nations musicians from across Canada who all performed in the 1980s Sweetgrass Festival, which took place in Val-d'Or, Quebec. It is an honor and a great pleasure to reintroduce Willie Mitchell and the Desert River Band to our listening audience. Here they are performing Killing Your Mind.
Thank you. yourself. The only sound you heard was someone talking, and the sound of the fire making love. Deep inside their soul, the spirit's listening, keeping them in line with nature's own. Up above, the silver bow is gleaming, giving light to guide us through the night. Ah, but now we have an ugly spirit, and he walks around in a good disguise. And he comes in the color of our people. You can always see it in their eyes. Killing their mind, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Laughing at the other just because they were living their native way. That's why I say now we have an ugly spirit, and he walks around in a good disguise. He also comes in the color of our people. Oh yes, he does. You can always see it in their eyes. Killing their man, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Killing their mind, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Killing their mind, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Killing their mind, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind.
That was Willie Mitchell and the Desert River Band performing Killing Your Mind. Leslie Feist, known by her professional name Feist, is a Canadian indie pop singer, songwriter, musician. She has had both a solo career and was a member of the indie rock band Broken Social Scene. From her just-released album Pleasure, here is Feist singing I'm Not Running Away.
True love, constant cruel.
That was Feist singing I'm Not Running Away from her recently released album, Pleasure. Here, once again, is my favorite singer these days, Francesco Yates, singing two of his songs, Call, followed by Better to Be Loved.
Break the dumb into a sea.
That was the amazing Canadian singer Francesco Yates singing Call, followed by Better to Be Loved. Back in 1994, when Tony Bennett first heard her, he said, "She was in a league of singers who are blessed with a destiny, and the three that came to mind were Billie Holiday, Edith Piaf, and Hank Williams." Many have written about her voice, about how powerful it is, about her incredible vocal range, her incredible breath control, the smooth texture of her voice, and her perfect pitch. From her album Hymns from the 49th Parallel, here is Katie Lang singing Simple. This is a love song, which I want to dedicate to all of you. That was Katie Lang singing Simple. This citation is from the Canadian Encyclopedia, and it states, "One of the most iconic figures in Canadian music, Stompin' Tom Connors, was a working-class, salt-of-the-earth troubadour, and perhaps the most overtly nationalistic songwriter that Canada has ever produced." So in honor of this exemplary Canadian icon, here is Stompin' Tom Connors and the Ketchup Song.
guy from PEI, they used to call Potato. He met this young Leamington, Ontario tomato. But he had eyes for other girls, and she was a little mushy. So they said, well, let's get wed, there's no sense being fussy. Big size, French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup, ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes. Well, he went down to Windsor Town to buy a ring on Monday. Saturday they said, okay, we'll cut the cake on Sunday. But Sunday came and what a shame, they had no one to fetch it. Without a cake they just sat and ate potato chips and ketchup. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes. And so this guy from PEI, they used to call Potato. He's got two boys and a little girl, two spuds and one tomato. They romp and run around Leamington, and boy, when they get hungry, the bottle drips all over the chips way down in the ketchup country. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes. Ketchup loves potatoes.
That was Stompin' Tom Connor singing the Ketchup Song. Iskwe is of Cree Dene Irish descent. Outraged at the murder of 15-year-old Tina Fontaine, a First Nations girl, in 2014, she went on to write, Nobody Knows. The song is one of several songs Iskwe has released in response to the missing and murdered Indigenous women of Canada. Here is Iskwe singing Nobody Knows.
That was Iskwe singing Nobody Knows, a song in response to the missing and murdered First Nations women of Canada. My friend Carl Trinquan from Golden, British Columbia, and I have been friends since 1968, although for 42 of those years we lost touch, only to be reunited 3 summers ago. Carl is a great singer-songwriter who has recorded 3 albums. Here is Carl Trinquan singing Wheels Are Round.
April showers bring May flowers, so the wheel goes round and round and spinning with majestic power till the sun goes down. Love is simple, love is blind, creator of all humankind. In searching for some peace of mind, the wheels go round and round. Do-si-do, swing and sway, the sun has come another day. Dancing round and round. Drummers drum, the pipers play, dead will dance on reckoning day, and there is nothing more to say when the wheels go round and round. We all come from a drop of sperm, nervous twitches, hearts that burn. Consider all the things we learn, the fruit of motherhood. Do-si-do, swing and sway, bring about another day, dancing round and around and around and around. Oh, how the jester and the fool they spoke, we're all part of a cosmic joke. We work our butts off till we're broke, and the wheels go round and round. Raise the flag up to our nation, paradise is our creation. Lift our hearts up in oblation, there's a better world to come. Do-si-do, dance and whirl, every Sufi boy and girl, and let the wheels go round and around. Ooh, do 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 do. Give the world a better deal. Is this really how you feel when the world is spinning round? All join hands, spin and sway. Tomorrow is a holiday, and maybe there's a price to pay, and that's why the wheel is round. Do-si-do, swing and sway, dead will dance on reckoning day, and that's why the wheel is around and around and around and around. Yeah. Ooh. Oh. Do 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 do. La 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 la.
That was my good friend Carl Trinquan singing Wheels Are Round. Before we end today's program, here is a poem by Candace Kagagans from the publication Tea and Bannock, First Nations Community of Poetic Voices, a compilation of poems in celebration of Canada's national treasure, the people of the First Nations. The rain replenishes the soil. The stars, they shine at night. It's all so beautiful. It's such a sight. The flowers bloom while the birds sing. It's all so serene, especially in the spring. The water remains calm. The wind has a gentle blow. There's something hidden in everything. I promise. I know there's a secret in the clouds, a whisper in the leaves. This is how Creator wanted it. He wanted us to believe. A poem by Candace Kagagans. The time has come to say adieu. All of us here at CHLS-FM Radio Lillooet wish you peace and happiness. Canadian Anna, a celebration of Canadian music, ends with Assani from Winnipeg with their rendition of O Canada, sung in French, English, and Cree.
Hallelujah.
chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the told the truth, I didn't come to fool you.